Okay, well, this morning, as I say, what we're going to do is we're going to find out three things. There's one bit of sad news, there's one bit of mad news, and there's one bit of glad news, okay? So, can you remember that? We're going to, first of all, hear about the sad news, then some mad news, and then some glad news. Now then, basically, just to start things off, have a look at this slide up here, and this is what Jesus said on one occasion. Have a listen to this. Those who believe in me will have life even if they die. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? So those who believe in me will have life even if they die. Now, dying is a really difficult thing to talk about, isn't it? And it's really sad news because the truth is that all living things die. Okay? Now, just to help understand that, let's have a look at this next slide. I've got a quiz for you. And up there are five creatures, right, who have all lived different kind of lengths of time, okay, before they die. There's a little mayfly. There's a Greenland shark up in the top left. Does anybody know what that one is over there? Koi carp. It looks like goldfish, doesn't it? But they're actually koi carp. And then the shell is actually a mollusk. And what's that thing there down in the... A turtle. It's actually a giant tortoise, right? And it's, in fact, it's got a name. His name was Ed Waiter, but we won't come on to that in a minute. Okay, so basically, there are five creatures. Now, what I want you to do, okay, is I want you to think which one of those five things lives the longest, okay? Now, if you think it's the fly, you can do this, okay? Fly, right? Okay, so that means fly. If you think it's the shark, you can do this, okay? If you think it's the koi carp, you can do that. If you think it's the giant tortoise, you can do like that. And if you think it's the shell, you can do that, right? That's not right. I don't really know. It's probably a bit slimy if you actually do what it actually does. Right, so what I want you to do now is think about what creature lives the longest. Okay, after three, and adults, of course, can join in. Two, one. Okay, do your actions. Oh, we've got we've got lots of giant tortoises. Yes, we've got a shark. Yes, we've got... Okay, right, good stop. Okay, now then, interestingly, that little fly is actually a mayfly. It only lives for one day, and then it dies. One day. So everybody guessed that was the wrong answer. The koi carp, there was actually a koi carp, a goldfish called Hanoko, who lived for 226 years, okay? That's a pretty old... Well, so we're told. I don't know whether that's true. But that's what they said. And then the turtle lived for 255 years. So it was actually hatched before Mozart was born. Okay? That doesn't really mean much to you. Okay. But basically, it's true. And then the Greenland shark, so we're told, can live up to 400 years. It just, like, floats about real slow. Like, underneath the ice caps. It's pretty amazing. But only one person in the room got this right. I don't know whether he was checking my slides beforehand or not. But this is apparently true. Ming the mollusk lived for 507 years. Now, sometimes scientists say things when they know we can't check and they make stuff up sometimes. Okay, but maybe it's true. Ming the mollusk, 507 years, so we're told. Okay, so actually, but all of them eventually died. In fact, that poor turtle, Adwaita, he actually died in 2006. But they all die. Every living thing dies. What about maybe plants do better than us? Let's have a look at this next slide. See that great basin bristlecone pine? Do you know how long that's supposed to have lived? The longest living pine was supposed to have lived for just over, wait for it, 5,000 years. So we're told. Now that was the time when it started growing at the time the pyramids were being built, Okay? So we're told. When they cut it open, they counted the rings to age it. So things live a long time, but eventually all living things die. Now, what I'm going to show you now is just a little clip from the film Up. Put your hands up if you've seen the film Up. Has anybody seen that? Okay, it's my favourite cartoon. So put your hands down, and we're just going to watch just a little clip from Up. And if you watch really, really carefully, then I might ask you a question at the end, and the winner gets a prize if you watch really carefully. Okay. Lovely cartoon, but it tells us in this little story about the life of two people who live a really full life, do loads of things, And it always upsets me. It's so sad to see the time when the lady, when she dies. And can anybody remember her name? Yeah. Ellie, right? And she dies in the cartoon. And then he's all left alone. And we're reminded again of this sad news that, you know, all living things die. And sometimes us grown-ups, we don't like to talk about it. And we certainly don't talk about it with children. I remember, for example, when I found a bird in the garden once when I was little. Evan, where's Evan? I was probably about as big as Evan, right? About this tall. And I found this bird, and there was something a bit different about the bird, I noticed. It wasn't moving, and it had no head. That was because my cat had actually bitten its head off. It was a bird with no head. And so then I brought it to my mum, and I said, can you fix it? And so my mum actually said to me, well, put it on this tray, put it in the garage, and maybe it'll fly away. Because she didn't want to tell me the bird had died, right? And then, so I went and put it in the garage. About an hour later, I'd been making mud pies, and I came back, and the bird was gone. And I thought it had flown away, but actually what she'd done is she'd gone and buried it in the garden. It was dead, really. And do you know what? It's sad news, but all living things die. But here comes the next thing. There is some mad news. Now, get this. Here we go. You ready for this? The mad news is this. Jesus dying is wonderful news. That doesn't sound right, does it? Hang on a minute. When people die, that's sad. We were just watching that and actually probably getting choked up about it and really sad about it. And then when we know people who have died and we don't see them again, our hearts are breaking. But Jesus dying, that is actually wonderful news. Yes, it's sad, but it's wonderful. Now, how is it wonderful that Jesus dies? Now, to help us understand this, okay, I need two volunteers. So can I have two volunteers who think they're quite strong? Okay, yes. Go on then, Hannah and Grace, if you come up then. And what I need you to do is hold these on your backs, okay? So if you stand there, put them on your backs, turn around and face the others, and then imagine that in the back of these bags, if we opened them up, was all the bad things that we had ever done, right? So all the kind of unkind stuff, when we've been cruel to other people, when we've told lies to our mums and dads, when we've, all the times we've ignored God and not paid him any attention at all, when we haven't thanked him for this wonderful world that he made, when we haven't loved him for sending his son to die for us on the cross because he loves us. Imagine all those bad things are in here, in these two bags, right? And there we are carrying them around all of our lives. Just all the bad stuff we've ever thought, we've ever done, the things we would never tell anybody else. We try and keep them secret because we're so ashamed of the things we've done. And they're all there in these bags. And we can't see them, but there they are. And they're on top of us. And one day, God is going to open the bags and look in and see everything. All those things that are bad. Because God knows all things. You can't hide anything from the one who made the universe, the one who made us and keeps us alive. You can't hide anything from him. But this is what Jesus did on the cross, okay? Jesus came along, and for those who trust in him, who believe in him, he takes their bags and he puts them on his own back. On the cross. Everybody who trusts in Jesus, he puts all those bags on his back, and on the cross, he dies to be punished for all of those things that they have done, that they have thought, that they have said, or all the things that they should have done that they didn't. And he takes them all away on the cross. All of the anger of God against the wrong things taken away. Now, why does Jesus do that? Does anybody know? Why would Jesus do that? Why would he do that for us?
Yes.
Because he loves us. If you want to know what God is like, you look at Jesus and you can see what kind of God. The one who heals the blind, who went to the lepers, who no one would go near, who cared for them and healed them. The ones who were deaf and then he helped them to hear. The ones who couldn't speak and then he opened their mouths. The one who could raise the dead back to life again. The one who could speak to an ocean and still it and make it all calm in the middle of a storm. The one who could do anything. And he loves us. He loves you. And he loves all of us. And that is what he did on the cross. Took all of our sins on himself. Now, we're going to sing about that now. Well done. Thank you, girls. Thanks for coming up. We're going to sing about that amazing love now when we sing Holy God in Love Became. And just listen to those words and remember just how much Jesus loves us. Who can remember what the sad news was? What was the sad news? Yes, Larry. Yeah, all living things die. What was the mad news? Can anybody remember? What's the mad news? It didn't sound right, but it's true. Yeah. Excellent. Very, very good. Yes, yeah, so Jesus' death is wonderful because he dies for us, because he loves us, to take away all of our sins. That's the sounds mad, but it's true. Okay, now we're going to hear some glad news. And actually, Abby's already kind of touched on it, really, in what she said. What we're going to do now is just a little bit of a challenge to help think about this glad news. Now, if we go on to the next slide, the video. What we're going to do is a little challenge. Now, if you watch this little video, just the first 37 seconds of it, it'll give you an idea of what we're going to do. It's going to be children versus grown-ups, and it's an escape challenge. Okay, have a look at this. So you get your left hand, reach it across and hold someone else's hand. Then you get your right hand, grab someone else's hand. And then you've got to keep your hands together. And then you've got to try and wiggle around and untie yourselves. Okay? And it's going to be children versus... So we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That'll do. We'll chop that off. So... 5 volunteers from the children and 5 adults, please. Otherwise, you will be selected. Anybody looking down at the floor gets chosen. Okay, so who wants to? Yes, 1. Yes, 2. Yes, 3. Yes, 4. And yes, 5. Okay, up you come. Up you come. Oh, I have 6. Come on, you can come up as well. Yeah, and Hannah, go on. And Max, yeah. That's great. Excellent. Okay, and then out of the adults, can we have some volunteers? Yes. Okay, oh, thank you, Bethan. Well done, very good. Yes, excellent. Oh, thank you, Geraint. Well done, I saw you twitch then, yeah. And, Wendy's smiling, doesn't she look happy? Come on up, Wendy, you know you want to. And yes, Paul, up you come, please. And Ben, very good, thank you very much indeed. So if adults can come over here, okay, and children, if you get into a circle, and then just face each other. Adults into a circle over there, please. Just very, very quickly. And yes, I'm Beth. Oh, no, not Beth. Okay. And Owain. Owain is waiting. Yeah, he's poised. Okay, so can you reach your one left hand across and hold hands with somebody else? Okay, anybody? Just, that's it. Cross over. And then your right hands. That'll do. Very good. And then your right hands. That's it. Good. Hold hands. Just with one person's hand. Okay, and now you've got 30 seconds to unravel. Don't let go. Okay, ready? Go. Very good. Yes, excellent. Yes, if you go through there, yes. Very good. Yes, excellent. Okay. I think the adults might have cheated. Okay, and the children win. Round of applause for the children, please. Thank you. Okay, off you go and sit down. Okay, well, that was really hopeless. Okay, very good. Well done. Well done, children. Take a seat. Now then, that was just a little idea about escaping from a difficult place. Now, I'm going to tell you a true story about some miners who escaped from an amazing place. And then I'm going to tell you why I'm telling that story. Okay, so first of all, have a look at this. I was going to ask, which job does he do? But I've given the game away. He's a miner. Okay? Now, in 2010, far, far away in a desert, there were 33 men who went deep, deep, deep underground. And here's a picture of them going to work. Look. And they went through a hole in the ground like that. And the hole just kept going down and down and down and down and down for like 600 meters down underneath. You know when you run your races in school? Try six of them, but going down into the floor, right? And then, as they were working deep underground, something, a huge noise came. And suddenly the whole mine collapsed. Have a look at this. And this huge rock shifted. And they were trapped deep, deep, deep underground. This is a true story, okay? And this is like a picture of what they might have looked like as they were looking up in the darkness with their head torches. And they only had enough food for 3 days. And of course, to get to them, they'd have to drill new holes underground. And that would take many, many days. Okay? And so they were trapped. So what the people did is they got a great big drill that looked like this, that cut through rock, and they started drilling. And after 18 days, the miners, everybody thought the miners were dead, and they had no chance. They were trapped deep underground. There was no way out. On one occasion, they tried climbing up a ladder, but the ladder only went so far, and then there was no more ladder left. They couldn't get out by themselves. They were trapped and they couldn't go anywhere. They needed rescuing. Anyway, eventually, after 18 days, they got through to where the miners were and they sent down one of these strange little pods. Look at that. Can you see there's a man inside that one? They sent one of those down through the ground and obviously they were hoping that there'd be some miners to pull out. And have a look at what it would look like. This is the actual thing in the actual hole they were in. That is them, right? The real miners who are trapped underground. And that has just come right through the rock to get them out. Now then, they had to make a decision. There they were, completely trapped, and rescue came from above. And they had to make a decision. Do I get in to the pod and get lifted up? If I get pulled up, you know, is it going to work? Are the rocks either side of me going to squish me? They didn't know what was going to happen. Would you get in and be lifted out? That's the question. And that's what they did. They all got into the pod. They got lifted up. And all of them came up the top, the other end. Now, that is a true story. They're all rescued after many, many months because they had to take a long time to drill down to them. Now then, let's go back to this next slide now. Have a look at this. This is what Jesus said. Those who believe in me will have life, even if they die. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. So that's what Jesus said. There is, just like those miners, all of us have one way of escaping the terrible clutches of dying, of death. And there's one way out. It's not by coming to church. It's not by reading the Bible. It's not by praying. It's not by being nice to people. It's not, all of those things are good things. There is only one way that we can escape dying so that even after we die, we can live again forever with Jesus. And that's the answer. Listen to this. Isn't this amazing? Glad news, happy news. All we must do is believe in Jesus. That's it. All we have to do is trust in Jesus, the one who came down from above to rescue us. If we come to Jesus, he takes us up to everlasting life, living forever. All of our sins taken away forever, so that we can live with God forever. Now, the question is, do you believe this? It's the question for everyone. Do you believe this? If you do, then you receive everlasting life. Now, that is amazing news, okay? And there are some people who may say, oh, you know, it's just too good to be true. Oh, it's just too hard. I can't believe all that. It's just so hard to believe it. But do you know what? We were hearing on Tuesday night, even in this room, about how many wonderful things were written about Jesus from long, long ago. And even before he came to the world, people were writing about his dying and about his rising again. Even before he was born, people knew he was coming. So that even when he was a little baby, there were some people in the temple who knew who he was. This is the light of the world. They knew who he was. How wonderful Jesus is that he should come from heaven to rescue people like us who have thought so many things wrong, said so many things wrong, and done so many things wrong. Because, what did Joseph say? Because he loves us. Let's sing about that, a wonderful love now. As we sing our next song, I Stand Amazed in the Presence, okay? And then we're nearly finished. Okay, so let's stand and sing this wonderful song now.